Amit Thomason. One Israeli military official describes the terrorist attack on the Jewish state as a 9/11 and a Pearl Harbor wrapped into one. At least 1,200 people have been killed so far, thousands wounded, in a devastating blow for Israel.
It's a small country. You know, proportionally speaking, it's something like 10 or 11 times what America lost on 9/11.
Dr. Michael Oren, a former deputy minister for diplomacy in the Israeli prime minister's office, the U.S. is coming to Israel's aid, sending military assets, munitions, and heavy arms to its longtime ally. But the Biden administration is fending off Republican criticism that the president is partially to blame for the deadly attack on Israel.
Several 2024 GOP presidential hopefuls point to Joe Biden's recent decision to release $6 billion in blocked Iranian funds to free five detained Americans. But the White House pushed back fiercely against the GOP criticism, noting that the unfrozen money has yet to be spent by Iran and can only be used for humanitarian needs.
White House correspondent Greg Clugston, the European Union just announcing it is immediately suspending all aid to the Palestinians. Also at SRNnews.com, Mack Truck union workers have gone on strike.
In a letter to Volvo Trucks, the parent company for Mack, United Auto Workers Union President Sean Fain says that results of a count on Sunday found 73% of workers voted against a tentative five-year contract agreement. Mack Trucks President Stephen Roy says the company is surprised and disappointed that the union chose to strike.
Correspondent Jennifer King, the UAW, representing about 4,000 Mack workers in Florida, Maryland, and Pennsylvania. On Wall Street, stocks in the red, the Dow down 87 points, while the NASDAQ is off 89. This is SRN News. An Air Force reservist is going to court.
J.C. Yarbrough was off duty but in uniform at a retirement ceremony in 2021 when he criticized the U.S. Armed Forces for embracing transgenderism. Another service member was at the event and complained to the higher-ups, who sent Yarbrough a letter of admonishment. Now he's suing in a Texas court with the help of First Liberty and several other legal firms. They point out that a member of the armed forces still has First Amendment rights. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A teenager and her parents have filed a $30 million lawsuit against the Virginia school system after she was sexually assaulted in a female restroom by a male student. The family alleges Loudoun County Public Schools failed to immediately investigate the attack and instead tried to cover it up. The boy, who was living as a girl, gained access to the restroom under the county's new transgender bathroom policy. This is SRN News. A possible leak shuts down a Baltic Sea gas pipeline.
Finland and Estonia say the undersea Baltic Connector pipeline running between the two countries across the Baltic Sea has been temporarily taken out of service due to a suspected leak. The Finnish and Estonian gas system operators say they noted an unusual drop in pressure in the pipeline shortly before 2 a.m. Sunday local time, after which they shut down the gas flow. The Finnish operators given no reason for the suspected leak, and it's investigating to together with its Estonian partner. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
A senior Taliban delegation is visiting western Afghanistan in the aftermath of the powerful earthquake that killed at least 2,000 people and flattened entire villages. Saturday's magnitude 6.3 quake hit the densely populated area, was followed by strong aftershocks. More details at srnnews.com.